You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. It's your pet. Health matters. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Welcome to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio. I'm Dr. Diane Levitan, and thank you so much for listening. Today we'll discuss the ever-so-pleasant topic of kitty vomit. That's right, hairballs, puke, the gift between your toes in the morning, cat vomiting. But seriously, cats seem to vomit a lot, and it can be really hard to know when it's significant. When is lots of vomiting too much vomiting? I mean, of course, no one wants to step on it between their toes in the morning, but still, it always seems like it's just a regular thing. So why is it happening and what can we do about it? And that's why we're turning to our expert guest today, Dr. Arnold Plotnick. Dr. Plotnick has so many letters after his name. Reddy's got a master's in immunology. He's a veterinary internal medicine specialist. He's a member of the American College of Veterinary Internal Medicine. And he's been a member of the American Board of Veterinary Practitioners, too. And contrary to the belief that the world's going to the dogs from his website, Dr. Plotnick has made a career believing in felines. In fact, he was one of the handful of a few board-certified cat specialists in the United States. So we are really, really lucky to have him. So he's limited his practice to kitties, and his feline patients are really lucky to have him too. Those letters after his name and that posh address in Manhattan, though, haven't changed anything. He's also a very kind and compassionate person and veterinarian, and we're really thrilled to have him on as our guest today. So stay tuned to hear about that yummy topic of vomiting in cats, and anyone who's had a cat likely has lots of questions and concerns about this. We'll be right back with great information and recommendations from board-certified feline expert Dr. Arnold Plotnick.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Buster, you're telling me my dog food products can't go on your shelves?
That's right. Didn't pass one of my Petco certified nutrition checklists. Sorry, Wayne.
Who made these checklists?
Geniuses. Very smart guys.
Well, it's good enough for most grocery stores.
Do you see cheese puffs on my shelves? Mayonnaise? Soda pop?
No.
That's because I ain't running no grocery store, Wayne.
Your pets will get better nutrition, I guarantee it. Petco, where healthy pets go.
Enter the code DOCTOR10, D-O-C-T-O-R, the number 10, and get 10% off any order. No minimum at Petco.com.
Whether they're big, small, hairy, or whatever, you're going to need gear for your feet. And Kids Foot Locker's got all the great shoes and gear that'll get you in the game.
Go to kidsfootlocker.com. Enter the code AFDOC1KF to get 10% off any order of $50 or more. Or enter the code AFDOC2KF to get 15% off any order of $75 or more at kidsfootlocker.com.
And cover those funky feet.
How would you like your business to reach out and invite in our audience? We have a brand new trademark concept called InfoSeeds. InfoSeeds are short 20-second seeds of information about your place of business, practice, or service. Is the best, most cost-effective way to invite us in. We only have a limited number of slots left. For more information, visit the website
PetLifeRadio.com.
Click on sponsorship information. There you can listen to a sample of InfoSeed. Remember, only a limited number of opportunities are available.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio. I'm Dr. Diane Levitan, and with us now is board-certified feline medicine specialist, Dr. Arnold Plotnick. He has been one of the few board-certified feline medicine specialists in the country and perhaps the world, and we'll be discussing the appetizing subject of vomiting in cats. Hope you aren't eating right now. Dr. Plotnick, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're very welcome. There's nothing I enjoy more than talking about cat vomit.
Yes, I knew I found the right guest. So tell us about your training, first of all.
Well, I earned my veterinary degree from the University of Florida in 1988, and then I completed an internship in small animal medicine and surgery at the University of Pennsylvania, and then I did a residency in small animal internal medicine at Colorado State University.
And we met a long time ago at University of Pennsylvania. It seemed like I spent more than a few months with you there, though. Wow.
Only there for a year.
Wow, it's crazy. Life goes by very quickly. Well, I'm very happy to have you with us. And we'd love to hear about your veterinary specialty center in New York City. How do you like practicing in New York City?
Well, I'm a native New Yorker, and so I love being here. My hospital, Manhattan Cat Specialists, it's a feline-only veterinary practice on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. And New York City is a great place to have a cat practice because the city is this huge expanse of high-rise buildings with thousands of apartments, and cats are the perfect apartment pet. So I'm having a great time here.
That's great. That is perfect. So what is the most common reason a cat will visit your practice?
I would say urinary issues, straining to urinate, urinating in inappropriate places. These are common reasons for bringing a cat to the vet. Decreased appetite, drinking more water than normal, losing weight, diarrhea, sneezing, scratching.
Oh, all these yummy, yummy
topics. These are all your typical reasons. But, and of course, drum roll, please, vomiting. Vomiting's a biggie.
So let's turn our attention to vomiting then. I mean, you have a lot of great information on your website, too. Thank you for posting that for everyone. And we'll mention that again in the end. But a lot of resources for those other topics. But now we're going to turn our attention to vomiting in kitties and really concentrate on that. So how often do cats present to you with vomiting?
In my practice, I would say at minimum once a day. I mean, rarely does a day go by that I don't see a cat where the primary health complaint is vomiting.
So what actually is vomiting?
Well, I guess if I had to give it a technical explanation, I would say that vomiting is the forceful expulsion of stomach contents out the mouth.
Ooh.
That's as simple as I can get.
Okay. You're not going to add sound effects to that for us?
No, that's
I'm sure there's some good YouTube videos of that, people. And does it matter if it's digested food or not, or is it just anything that's in there, whatever's in the stomach?
I guess whatever's in the stomach, if you spell it out of your mouth and coming from your stomach, I guess that's what we would all call vomiting.
Okay, I'd have to agree with you there. So a lot of people interchange the words vomiting and regurgitation. I'm not sure that people really understand that there is a difference, but there's an important difference, right?
There is, yes. I mean, we tend to use the terms interchangeably, but regurgitation is the expulsion of food from the esophagus, which is the tube that connects your mouth to your stomach. And regurgitation is kind of a passive process. The cat will lean its head forward and down, and it kind of goes, blah, and there's the food just sort of falls out of its mouth onto the rug. Vomiting is more of an active process. There'll be forceful abdominal contractions, and then the food is ejected from the stomach. And in dogs, esophagus problems are seen, you know, relatively often, but in cats, esophagus problems are much less common. So if you own a cat and you step in a pile of something on the floor, it's more likely that it's a pile of cat vomit rather than something that your cat regurgitated up.
So sometimes I'll hear cats vomiting, or owners will complain that they're screaming practically, or they're making so much noise before they vomit. Is it painful when they vomit?
I don't think so, no. I think the noise that you sometimes hear, there are some cats who will make a sound or a cry before they vomit. My own cat, Mittens, before she vomits, she does this, I know that I've got 30 seconds to run and get a paper towel. And we had a hospital cat, Chester, who used to do the same thing, too. He'd let the world know that in a couple of minutes he was going to vomit. But I think that's just sort of some primitive-type behavior and not a sign of pain or discomfort.
I mean, you little kittens, get out of the way. I'm about to throw up all over you.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you said that Mittens is a vomiter. So is Mittens otherwise healthy? Just you're calling her just a vomiter?
She is a vomiter, yes. I have two cats, and I know if I come home and I see some vomit on the floor, I know that it's Mittens who did it, and it's not unusual for her to vomit once a week, twice a week, sometimes not in the... 1 week she'll go with no vomiting at all. The next week she'll vomit three times, and I've examined her. That's just the way she is.
Okay, so it's okay to accept some cats as just vomiters. Do cats eat grass like dogs do and vomit? Is that normal? Why do they do that?
Well, I don't know if anybody really knows why cats do this. Cats are true carnivores. They do not need plant material for nutrition. So some people feel that cats do this, to purge themselves. They do it, and it helps clean themselves out when they're feeling a little nauseous. And I think that's probably the best explanation that people have come up with.
Okay, so maybe next time we eat too many rat bones and they're stuck in our stomach, we can go ahead and eat some grass.
That
probably would work for us too, right? But that's a good point. I never really thought of it that way, that's the way they just naturally have developed to expel the contents in their stomach. That makes a lot of sense. So you were saying that Mittens will vomit once a week. I mean, is that really normal? When is too much vomiting? When is it considered abnormal?
Well, normal is sort of hard to define. Once a week can be normal if this is what the cat has been doing consistently and everything else seems okay otherwise. Again, with my cat Mittens, she'll go 3 weeks without vomiting and then it'll vomit three times in a week. And three times a week seems like a lot, but for her, this is a pattern that's typical for her. And so I know that this is her pattern. If there was a dramatic change in pattern, like if she vomited three times in one day or several days in a row, or if she showed other signs of illness, poor appetite, diarrhea, lethargy, then maybe you start to get concerned.
So that takes us back to other reasons why animals vomit in general. We didn't really cover that yet. So can you tell us some common reasons why, say my cat's vomiting and I'm concerned and I don't know, so I'm going to the vet. What are you going to talk to me about as far as possible reasons why this might be happening?
Well, let's first start with the real basics here. When a cat vomits, we can say that either this cat has a gastrointestinal problem or it doesn't have a gastrointestinal problem. That would be a nice basic way to categorize things.
So what does gastrointestinal actually mean?
Well, it's the stomach or the intestinal tract is would be the main site of the problem. So, for example, you could have a gastrointestinal problem like a food allergy or inflammatory bowel disease where it is a gastrointestinal issue. But you can also have something like kidney disease or hyperthyroidism where the kidneys are not filtering the blood perfectly, or the thyroid is making too much thyroid hormone. And these illnesses can sometimes have vomiting as one of the signs of the illness. There's nothing really wrong with the stomach or intestinal tract. It's because the thyroid's making too much thyroid hormone, or the kidney toxin level is building up in the bloodstream and making cats feel nauseous that they're vomiting. So that's the basics.
Okay, so first we have to distinguish, is it something to do with their intestinal tract or their stomach versus some other disease process that might be going on? So what about sometimes hairballs? Why do they get hairballs, and is that a normal reason that cats would vomit?
Hairballs is probably the most common reason for a cat to vomit, but I caution people to not just jump on the hairball bandwagon and say, oh, it must be hairballs, and then your cat is vomiting 10 times a day and there's no hair in the vomit, and you say, oh, it must be hairballs when the cat is really sick. So, yes, hairballs is a common reason for vomiting, but let's not assume it's the only reason. Cats are really fastidious groomers, and in the process of grooming themselves, they swallow hair, and in most instances, the hair will... The hair passes through the gastrointestinal tract and ends up mixed up into the poop. But every once in a while, the hair will accumulate in a cat's stomach, and once it reaches a certain size, it'll trigger the vomiting reflex, and there you go.
So is it normal to have regular hairball problems?
I would say it's to own a cat is to expect a hairball every now and then. Long-haired cats, you know, are especially prone. And as seasons change and cats are shedding a lot, they may be swallowing a lot more hair. So it's not uncommon to see it as the weather gets warmer and they start getting rid of their winter coat.
So we need to caution everybody that even though their cat may be excessive groomers, that when every time they vomit, it's not always a hairball. Sometimes we hear people say something like that little cough. They'll sometimes cough and gag, and then they're expecting a hairball, but then the hairball doesn't come up. So that may be a concern that's something other than that, right?
Yes, yes. Again, it's we like to say it must be a hairball, and it allows us to ignore things. And that can be a bad thing.
Yeah. So what can we do if we're concerned our cat's vomiting too much?
Well, you know, of course, I'm going to say you should take your cat to the vet. And if you think your cat is vomiting too much, you have to take it to the professional.
Yeah. That's one of the things, obviously, we want to make very clear today, that sometimes vomiting, like in Mittens or maybe in Chester, isn't the biggest deal because we're used to it and we know their pattern and they already live with a vet and the vet has determined that nothing else is going on. Well, we have to take a break right now, but we'll continue learning about why cats vomit and, of course, when to worry. And then, of course, what can we do about it? We're going to be right back with esteemed veterinary specialist and author, Dr. Arnold Plotnick, right after these commercial breaks. Thank you.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Love your pets but wish their medications were a lot less expensive? They are at 1-800-PETMEDS. You'll not only save on flea and heartworm medications, but on prescriptions for arthritis, incontinence, thyroid, and more. And you get fast service, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, our licensed pharmacists ensure accuracy, monitor drug interaction, and more. See why over 5 million people have trusted their pet's health to 1-800-PETMEDS, America's largest pet pharmacy. Call now or order online.
Go to petmeds.com/doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, to get 10% off any order and free shipping on orders of $39 or more at petmeds.com.
I play tennis because I love to. But inside, I want to win. Take away the court, the net. I might not be a player, but I'll always be a competitor. Lady Foot Locker understands that.
Lady Foot Locker, the first to carry Adidas off-court shoes and the gear that goes with them.
If you play your best, there's no regret.
Lady Foot Locker, one place, every woman.
Go to ladyfootlocker.com and enter the code AFDOC1LF to get 10% off any order of $50 or more. Or enter the code AFDOC2LF to get 15% off any order of $75 or more at ladyfootlocker.com.
There's a movement afoot, ShoeBuy.com. Join the millions of people who shop ShoeBuy.com's over 400 brands and 500,000 products. Order now and get free shipping and free return shipping. ShoeBuy.com, the world's greatest shoe store.
Walk your dog in style and comfort. Enter the code DOCTOR, D-O-C-T-O-R, at checkout and get a 10% discount plus free shipping at ShoeBuy.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Megan Blake here with my sidekick, Super Smiley, the giant mutt and spokes dog for throwaways. You're listening to Pet Life Radio, and I'd like to tell you about our brand new show, A Super Smiley Adventure. Our show explores adventures with animals. They can be traveling, out-in-the-world trips, or inner journeys where our animals lead us to inspiration and self-discovery, or just plain, fun adventures. Join us here on Pet Life Radio on A Super Smiley Adventure.
Good boy.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio. The doctor is in and we'll see you now.
We're back and we're glad you waited because We have with us today a very special guest, Dr. Arnold Plotnick, board-certified internal medicine specialist, author of many helpful articles about cats and ailments that they suffer from, and he's been one of the few feline-boarded veterinary specialists in the country, and he's filling us in on all the fun facts about vomiting cats. And I'm Dr. Diane Levitan, and I'm thrilled to be interviewing him for this. And we also talked a little earlier during the break that there's some really funny vomit videos for those of you who get more humor out of cat vomit than you can ever imagine, checking out YouTube, and maybe we'll even put up a link or two. But it's silly, but it's also a good way to understand if your cat has a cough or if it's vomiting or exactly what it might look like. So we'll see if we can't come up with some silly things like that. But Dr. Plotnick also has good sound effects for us. So if you missed those, go back and listen. So we've discussed a great deal about vomiting and the potential causes, but now we need to know how we can identify vomiting, the cause of the vomiting in a particular cat. So how would we go about, or how does a veterinarian go about figuring out what this is caused by?
Well, as I mentioned before, vomiting tends to be either a systemic problem or a gastrointestinal problem. So typically, we like to rule out systemic problems by doing some basic blood and urine tests. If we can rule out common metabolic things like kidney disease or hyperthyroidism or liver disease, then we're usually left with a gastrointestinal issue to consider. And if you think a gastrointestinal problem is the cause, some of the next diagnostics we might consider would be abdominal x-rays, abdominal ultrasound, endoscopy, and in some instances, maybe even exploratory surgery. There are some specialized blood tests that can also sometimes help us zero in on the problem. For example, there's a test called the PLI test, which is a blood test that would let you know if pancreatitis, inflammation of the pancreas, is the cause of the vomiting. You can measure the serum levels of vitamin B12 and folic acid to see if these vitamins are being absorbed properly from the intestinal tract. And that can give you a really big hint as to whether vomiting might be caused by an intestinal disorder. So there are lots of diagnostic tests at our disposal to figure out why a cat is vomiting.
So what is endoscopy exactly? And when would you end up using something like that to help this?
Well, endoscopy is a procedure where you insert this long, snaky kind of tube down a cat's throat, down the esophagus, into the stomach. And at the end of this tube is a camera, so you can look inside and see what's going on in the stomach and what's going on in the intestinal tract. And you can pass right through this little scope an instrument that allows you to pinch off little tiny pieces of the lining of the stomach and the intestinal tract and submit them for biopsy. And it usually gives you an answer. It's very, very successful at giving you the reason why your cat is vomiting.
If it's a gastrointestinal cause, right?
If you've narrowed it down to it being a gastrointestinal cause, yes.
So that sounds like an extreme measure. Is that an extreme measure? Is that something that anybody might be recommended by their veterinarian? I mean, in my opinion, I think it's something that I would like everyone to realize is really not extreme. So not that I'm putting words in your mouth, but no, honestly, what's your opinion of that?
Well, people are worried about things being invasive or not, and I think endoscopy is not very invasive because it doesn't require you doing surgery. It doesn't require incisions in the animal, and it does require anesthesia, and that's no big deal if the cat has been evaluated properly and looks like it's a good candidate for anesthesia. Then I think endoscopy is a great way to get a diagnosis.
So what type of diagnosis would you actually get by doing endoscopy?
Well, the most common things we would see would be inflammatory bowel disease and lymphoma. Lymphoma or lymphosarcoma, we use those words interchangeably. That's a type of cancer that's often seen in the gastrointestinal tract. And the most common form of lymphosarcoma we see is something called low-grade lymphosarcoma. It's a type of cancer, but it's not a super aggressive cancer, and medical treatment is really pretty successful, pretty good at extending their lives, giving them really good quality life.
How many times would you say, though, when cats come to you that you actually need to do something like that? Or what would you do prior to doing an endoscopy that would potentially help you find out what's going on or treat the kitty?
Well, first I'll rule out some of the common metabolic causes, and then once we then if we take an x-ray and we don't see any foreign body in there, that could be a cause. Or we do ultrasound and we don't see anything going on anywhere else in the abdomen. If the pancreas seems okay and the liver seems okay, and we're pretty convinced it's an intestinal problem, then that's when we would think about doing endoscopy. If the client can't afford endoscopy, or if the cat has some condition that makes anesthesia not really a good idea, like a heart problem or something, then we may want to either treat as if the cat, you know, make the assumption that this is what the cat has and treat without really having the diagnosis. Or we can try different types of diets and different kind of medications and see if the cat responds.
Right. And one other thing you mentioned earlier was pancreatitis. How does that cause cats to vomit?
Well, the pancreas is a really mysterious, crazy organ. And it's an interesting organ. It makes hormones like insulin, but it makes enzymes that help digest the food. And you don't want to mess with the pancreas. Sometimes the pancreas becomes very angry and starts to release digestive enzymes that cause abdominal pain and discomfort and triggers quite a bit of vomiting in cats and dogs, and can be very painful in the abdomen. It's a real difficult disease to diagnose and a real mysterious disease to treat.
Yeah, that's a tough one. It's almost a whole subject for a whole nother show, huh?
Pretty much, yeah.
So what about food allergy? Sometimes people say, well, my cat, you know, has a problem with the food it's eating. How would we address something like that, or how would we find that out?
Well, diet certainly can play a role in the treatment of vomiting, and food allergy is a good example. For example, you know, if food allergy is suspected of being the cause of vomiting, changing the diet is not only a treatment, it's a diagnostic test as well as a treatment. Food allergy is a condition where the immune system is reacting to the protein source in the diet. So to make the diagnosis, you want to feed your cat a diet whose primary source of protein is something that the cat is unlikely to have been fed before. And there are commercially prepared prescription diets that are designed for this, diets that contain novel proteins like venison or rabbit or duck. And I call these the Bambi Thumper Donald line of food.
Oh, no.
if you feed one of these hypoallergenic diets to the cat and the vomiting stops, it strongly suggests that food allergy is the culprit. If you try going back and feeding the old protein source and the vomiting quickly recurs, then that really seals the deal. You know that's the diagnosis. So you've fed the diet to make the diagnosis, and then the treatment is to continue feeding that diet. Food hypersensitivity is another possible cause of vomiting. And it differs from food allergy, and food hypersensitivity is not really an immune response to the food protein. I kind of think of food hypersensitivity like there are some people who just can't eat spicy food. There are some cats who just can't eat certain types of foods. They just find it too rich and they can't handle it. And these cats may respond nicely to a highly digestible prescription diet. And there are several diets of this type that are commercially available, and every veterinary office carries them.
That's a really good point. I rarely think of that, so you've definitely taught me something today, too. Listen, what about people who always, when I'll mention food allergy, they'll say, well, my cat's been eating lamb and rice for, you know, forever. How could it possibly be allergic to it? He's been eating it forever. How would you comment on that?
Yeah, that is really a misconception. You can be eating the same food and everything is going fine for years, and somehow something happens with your immune system where these proteins that you've been eating, these lamb proteins that have been entering the cat's body for years and years, somehow now trigger a response, and cats can develop an allergy. I know my sister was complaining because, you know, she goes 40 years being able to eat shrimp and loving shrimp, and all of a sudden she can't eat it anymore. It is possible to develop allergies late in life after you've been exposed to the food for a long time.
Yeah. So now, what about people who want maybe just a pill or something that they can try. I mean, now we've got a diagnosis. So what are we going to do other than, in this case, obviously we'll change foods. But what about those chronic vomiters who you found a reason for? Now, how are we going to address it?
Well, there are certainly medicines that can control the vomiting. But we have to be mindful of the fact that vomiting is not a disease. Vomiting is a symptom. And it is tempting to prescribe medications to control the symptoms and make we solve the problem. But really, it's much better to focus our efforts on finding out the cause of the vomiting. Because when you address the cause, the symptoms aren't just controlled, the symptoms disappear. And like you said, if we've gone through the whole procedure and we've come up with a cause of the vomiting, then, well, the treatment is going to depend on the cause. If our diagnostic test revealed it's a metabolic problem like hyperthyroidism, then one treatment might be to prescribe medicine that tells the thyroid to stop producing excessive amounts of thyroid hormone. Or if our diagnosis is inflammatory bowel disease, the treatment would likely be anti-inflammatory medications. If it's gastrointestinal cancer, we're probably looking at some type of chemotherapy. So yes, the treatment will vary depending on the diagnosis we've made.
Well, that's good. So what we've learned, I think, a lot of about today is that most of the reasons why cats vomit, many of them aren't as serious as we might be concerned about, but very, very important to define what it's from, and that most of them are pretty treatable. Would you agree?
Yes, yes, definitely. But I wouldn't say, oh, my cat is vomiting, let's give it some Pepto-Bismol, or oh, my cat is vomiting, can't I just get a pill to stop it from vomiting? Don't you have any anti-vomiting pills? I mean, we certainly have. Sometimes we get a diagnosis and we try treating and the treatment isn't 100% successful. We need to give a little bit more, something else. And so there are anti-vomiting drugs. If we're treating a cat for cancer and one of the cancer drugs is making a cat feel nauseous, then prescribing an anti-nausea drug to control vomiting is a totally reasonable thing to do. If a cat, we know a cat gets carsick and you're going to take a trip, then giving an anti-vomiting drug is the absolute appropriate thing to do. But to just prescribe anti-vomiting drugs without knowing why the cat is vomiting, that's not the right thing to do.
Amen, brother. I agree 100%.
You're an internist.
Oh, yeah. So I want to hear the most common, and then I want to hear the craziest reason for vomiting that you've seen in your practice.
Well, by far the most common reason is hairballs. When cats groom themselves, they swallow hair, and most of the time the hair passes through. The hair passes through the gastrointestinal tract and it comes out in the poop. But in some cats, the hair will accumulate in the stomach until it reaches a size that's big enough to trigger the vomiting reflex. And then, well, you know the rest of the story.
I want those sound effects. Come on.
No sound effects. But the weirdest case is probably a cat that I had a few years back named Hot Dog. And Hot Dog was doing some vomiting, but nothing was really coming up. And I examined him, and I felt his abdomen, and I felt a mass in there. And I said, oh, no, this is big, firm mass in here. I was certain that this poor cat had a stomach tumor. But we did ultrasound, and the ultrasonographer said, no, this isn't, my ultrasound waves are not penetrating this thing. This seems like a foreign body. So we took him to surgery, and we removed 28 hair bands.
Oh, my God.
Kind of little rubber bands that women use to tie up their little ponytails. And there were two huge rubber bands, the type that wrap around the weekend newspaper, and a few chewed up pieces of newspaper and a ribbon. So that was definitely the weirdest case.
Yeah, that's a pretty strange one. Who knows? A whole nother show on why they like to eat those silly things. Well, we are out of time, and I just want to say thank you so much. We've really learned a lot, and we know now that vomiting is important to find out a reason why. There are many treatments for it. It may not be so bad, so don't be afraid to go to the vet, get it worked up. And that sometimes after a big workup, just like mittens, you may need to accept that your cat's going to occasionally vomit. So thank you so much, Dr. Plotnick. And of course, thank you very much, our talented producer, Mark Winter, for making this show possible and for being patient with me all the time, which isn't so easy. And Dr. Plotnick has a world of information on his website, and I think it would be great for everyone listening to check it out. So if you go to ManhattanCats.com, is that right?
Yep.
ManhattanCats.com. He's got a great library of short articles about all different problems that cats can encounter. And we'll have to We'll have to reach out to him for some more interviews. This was really great having you here today. If you have any additional questions for Dr. Plotnick or for me, Dr. Diane Levitan, just go to PetLifeRadio.com, click on the Pet Doctor, and send us an email, and we'll be happy to get you any information that you would like. Or you can email me at thepetdoctor@PetLifeRadio.com. I'm Dr. Diane Levitan, board-certified internal medicine specialist in New York, and it's been my pleasure speaking with you today, and I hope you hear from me again soon.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.